Even if they're well-received, a lot of plays come and then just vanish. Luckily, that's not the case with Kenneth Lonergan's This Is Our Youth, which was first stage 18 years ago, is only now receiving its Broadway premiere. And to the most amazing reviews, I might add, Terry Teachout of the Wall Street Journal has called it one of the best American plays of the past quarter century. One of the reasons it's finally made it to the Great White Way is the enthusiasm of one of its stars, Kieran Culkin, and he joins me now to talk about its long journey there, along with the man who actually wrote the words, Kenneth Lonergan. Welcome back to our show.
Great to be here.
Ken, of all your plays, are you surprised that this is the one that made it to Broadway?
No. I'm not surprised. This play seems to get done more than the others and is popular with the young people, as they call them. And so, no.
Are you starting to feel old?
Oh, yeah. I've been feeling old for a couple of years now.
For those who haven't seen it, how would you describe what happens?
Well,
or perhaps is it about what doesn't happen?
No, it's about what happens. It's about 48 hours in the lives of three, I'm quoting the blurb, three affluent Upper West Side kids, and they're 19, 20 years old in 1982, and the messes that they've got themselves into and the messes that they're headed for.
Kieran, how old were you in 1996 when it was first produced?
About 14.
So I'm assuming you didn't see it during its first run.
I did not, actually, no. I actually haven't seen any production of it. But sorry, I should know where the cough button is. I just got sick.
There is a cough button there. Had you read it or seen it before you were casting it on, for the West End production?
I read it for about a year before that. There were about four casts that were out in London, and I just wanted to be a part of one of them. I think I was trying to be in the second production. I got to be in the third.
You've said that getting it to Broadway, and I'm quoting you, to me is a life goal. What is it about this play that has caused such a powerful feeling in you?
I've been having a hard time articulating that. I just, for whatever reason, about 12 years ago, I clicked with it, and I fell in love with it. And even though I don't directly relate to any of these characters, they're all very familiar to me. And it was just something that I wanted to do and do it as often as possible. You should see my copy of the play, which Kenny has seen. I've been carrying it around for 12 years. It's ripped in like four or five sections. It's torn to shreds. I carry it with me everywhere I read it.
Well, you must know pretty much all of it by heart because you played the two male characters at different times.
Yes, I did 12 years ago play Warren and now switch parts.
Do you think it's really a comedy, as it says, on the marquee? Is it a dramedy?
I never thought of it as a comedy. I think it's got a lot of jokes in it. And there's a lot of humor in it, but I've never thought of it as a comedy, and I was surprised to hear it described that way 18 years ago. And truthfully, comedies sell better than straight dramas.
So you're not complaining?
No, it's I think it's funny enough that it can be called a comedy. I mean,
Michael and I had a debate about this actually.
Well, how does it feel when you're performing it?
To me, well. Different from performing it from when reading it. Because of how much I laugh when I would read it, I considered it a comedy. That doesn't take away, because it's not just set up joke, you know, punchline. And Michael and I had a debate. He didn't want to call it a comedy, and I did because of how funny it is. It's just...
Well, I mean, let's see.
You're talking about Michael Cera, who was playing the role you originated when you first appeared in this.
And playing it much better,
I might add. Three or four major productions, haven't you?
Three, I guess. Yeah. Or four if you count the Chicago portion of this production. But, yeah, I would definitely say he is a much better Warren.
How many plays had you written by 1996? Had you already done any of your movies?
No, I hadn't. I had written a lot of plays, not a lot of good plays. I must have written about 10 or 15 full-length plays. I think I'd finally written one that this is the second play that I ever wrote that I liked a year after having finished writing it. So, and since then, when I ended up liking something, it stuck. But before this, it was all, I guess you'd call it Juvenalia.
This started off as a one-act?
No, it didn't actually. It started out, I actually extracted a one-act play from this while I was working on it, because the play is structured, there's scenes with the two boys, and then there's two scenes with a boy and a girl, and I put the two boy-girl scenes together to make a one-act, which is called Betrayed by Everyone, which was done in L.A., which is actually where I met Mark Ruffalo, who originated the role that Michael Cera is playing.
And you've done a lot of things with him over the years. You seem to be loyal to certain actors.
Well, I am.
Matthew Broderick, Mark Ruffalo.
Yes, I like to work
Karen.
With the same. Karen. Yes, Karen. Karen keeps foisting himself on my work repeatedly. Nothing I can do really about it. But I like to work with the same people if they're really good actors, because good actors are hard to find, and people you like to work with are hard to find, and I'm cautious by nature.
Betrayed by Everyone is quite a different kind of title from This Is Our Youth. How did you come up with This Is Our Youth?
I don't remember the exact moment of coming up with that particular title, but when I was writing it, I had a sense, it came to me in the sense of this is what we were doing with our youthful years, and this is what these characters are doing, and it's a somewhat ironic title because a lot of what they're doing is not so great for them.
Karen, how old are these characters, and is that important in how we see them or in how they see themselves?
Their age?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I suppose. I mean, that's almost more a question for Kenny, but I mean, it's a particular time in their lives. They're 19 and 21. Dennis is 21. And it's just that time in their lives where their childhood is very clearly behind them, but adulthood is just at the very next step, hopefully. So I guess it matters that.
Tavi Gevinson, who plays Jessica, the young woman who winds up in your character's apartment, described it as the lack of self-awareness but total self-consciousness of being a young adult.
That's pretty good.
There seems to be a push-pull of yearning to connect with awareness of the pitfalls of connecting.
Yeah. That's very eloquent of her.
Yeah, she should be here. She should be in my seat.
No, we're happy to have you here. Kenneth, you've said that I'm glad I'm not that age again.
I'm very glad.
So when you were writing this, were you thinking that?
Yes, I was. I wish I were the age that I was when I was writing this, though. I was pretty happy then. I'm fairly happy now, but I'm 20 years older, so, you know, there's just 20 years less to go.
Well, do you see this differently than you did 20 years ago?
Yes, I do. First of all, just because it was written a long time, when you write something, it's very much inside of you and possessing you, and you're thinking about it all the time, and you're excited about getting it out in the right way, and that's a very specific process. And for instance, I will occasionally think of a new line to put in the play, and I try really. We have maybe three teeny little new lines in, but I, on principle, don't like to do that because I know I'm not. I know that I now don't know as much about the play as I did when I was writing it, and so I just. I'm cautious, but I just know that's a bad idea. And yes, because now, in addition to looking back on being 20, I'm looking back on having this play done for the first time a long time ago. This play changed my whole career in a way, and was before this I couldn't get plays on anywhere except at my own theater company, Naked Angels, and then after this, things opened up for me a lot. And it's a nice play to have in my life, because it does keep getting done, and keep getting done very beautifully by all sorts of different actors, and this cast is great and very different from the other cast.
Getting back to what you just said, you resist tinkering because you are not as close to it as you were when you wrote the original lines, and even if you think that you might improve it, that was what it was at the time?
Yes, I think it seems to me that the process of writing is there's a psychological component where you're in tune with something that you're not even aware of yourself, and when it's going well, your conscious mind is acting as a gatekeeper that's opening up whatever it is you know unconsciously or whatever you've observed unconsciously, and that's always the best material. And that changes over time, and you just, after 2 years or 3 years, you just, other things have happened to you, and you, something's changed inside of you, and you no longer have the same instinct for the material.
So do you stay away from rehearsals when they're doing this play?
No. It depends on the production, but this production, I know enough about what was written and what's there and what, in terms of the, that's actually very interesting, because I actually feel perfectly well-versed in what I think the basics are of what's happening in the scenes, enough to be helpful as the playwright, but not in it enough to trust myself to make any alterations after all this time's gone by.
My guests are Kenneth Lonergan, who is the playwright whose career really took off with This Is Our Youth, now in revival at the Court Theater, 138 West 48th Street. First Broadway production, even though you've done a fair number of plays.
Yep.
Kieran Culkin stars as Dennis Ziegler in the play. And Kieran, in the West End production, you played the part of Warren opposite Colin Hanks. Would you ever want to play Warren again?
I don't think I can anymore. Now that
you age out, it's only 2 years difference.
It was only a couple of years after that, reading it again, when I realized for whatever reason I couldn't do that. And now, having played it opposite Michael, there's just no way I could do it.
Well, Warren seems to be the more mixed up of these two. Having been Warren change your approach or understanding of Dennis?
I think it must, because I've been on the other side. So, but I haven't been able to really fully actualize what that means. I mean, having been Warren for, it was 12 years ago, but I did it for 3 months and really got into that. So,
in London, did it go over with the British audiences as well as it does with American audiences?
It went over really well, I thought. I mean, there were four productions of it out there, so I think
we had four casts. So it was a very, very nice run.
Don't these two guys seem like unlikely friends? Dennis is constantly berating Warren.
Mm-hmm. But that happens. I mean, I have a lot of friendships from high school, and these sort of things just develop that way, where people are just very different.
Did you know Michael Cera before you worked together on the movie Scott Pilgrim Is the World?
No. That was where we met.
And so it seems to me that, at least in this little world, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
I guess it seems that way, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. But I met Michael through you, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It was actually my wife, J. Smith Cameron's, idea to go after Michael for the part.
Oh, really?
Well, you had the same idea. But
did you show it to him?
I gave him a copy of the play about 4 years ago. And I thought that I had talked to you about that, actually.
Maybe you talked to me about it, and she had already... I know she takes credit for having thought of Michael in the part, which she's usually right. I'm usually wrong.
She might be right. I don't want to start a fight.
Maybe both
you guys,
of you approached him at the same time.
It's a very natural idea.
I gave a copy of it to Michael just to say, here's what I'm reading. This is great, like my favorite book. And he was like, let's do a play.
Well, this is a Steppenwolf Theater Company production. Any differences between the Chicago production and this one on Broadway, or the one in London, or the one in the Sydney Opera House in Australia?
They're all different. The Chicago production was a very interesting way to do it, because they started the production itself was completely different. It's a much smaller theater. It was in the round. It was a much more intimate setting. And then to go from, and that's where I'm used to seeing the play. I didn't get to see the production in Sydney. I did see the productions in the West End, most of them. So the whole play was restaged, and the set in Chicago was placed into this beautiful New York Cityscape.
By the way, it's an amazing set.
Todd Rosenthal did the set. It's fantastic. Really exactly what I always wanted for the set, in fact. And I was very happy with the original set as well. So that's saying
quite a lot. But being on Broadway, you can get a better set.
You can get a bigger set.
Now, your director here is a pretty heavyweight, Anna D. Shapiro, whose credits include Mice and Men, The Mother with the Hat, August Osage County. What does she bring to it?
She brings a really powerful umbrella of experience and coordination and focus to the sitting in the just the production meetings alone, watching her fine-tune the sets and the lights and the performances to fit them into the Court Theater and the music is really a very humbling experience. She's very, very good at keeping her eye on the details. She's very flexible in terms of taking people's input in and mm-hmm. not necessarily, but being ready for that and including that and very receptive to other people's ideas mm-hmm. while maintaining her own. She's a very good, she has great leadership management skills, something I lack profoundly. And I don't know, what else can we say about
Anna? For me, from my perspective, I feel like I knew this so well and I knew what these characters were going through. And she would just give me sort of a better understanding of that. She wouldn't teach me something new. She would just sort of explain why and be able to articulate it in a way so I can fully understand it.
Well, this is your third Kenneth Lonergan production, also The Starry Messenger and Margaret.
Yeah.
So do you think you, and we have very little time, do you think that you bring certain insights to the characters that he has written?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask him that, but I've told him that
this,
I could.
This will actually be your last.
This will probably be Kenny will never hire me again.
What do you think Dennis is going to grow up to be?
I have no idea. That's a question for Kenny.
I think Kieran is an extraordinary actor and brings a spontaneity and depth that rarely see. And here's the music.
And Kenneth Lonergan's This Is Our Youth is at the Court Theater, 138 West 48th Street. Kieran Culkin stars as Dennis Ziegler. If you want ticket information, go to our show page at WNYC.org.